But what's it say about this team? You guys lose three quarterbacks in 3 weeks. You're on your fourth quarterback, who's on a practice squad, and it was kind of that gutsy win that we've seen lately, where they're staying in games. And today, they not only did they win it, but they beat a 9-5 team who's fighting for the playoffs.
Yeah, no, I give a lot of credit, you know, like I said, to all the guys that have played quarterback for us this year. You know, I think every guy that's played quarterback for us this year has done a nice job. And it hasn't always been perfect. I understand that. You know, believe me, I get it. But at the end of the day, these guys have come in here, you know, the latest example being Case, and understood this is pro football, and the next man has to step up. Even if that next guy wasn't in the building a week ago, he showed up Monday, and he was ready to go. And like I said, he had good recollection. He's a good leader, and I thought he managed the offense very well today.
Bill, last week.
Can you talk about the secondary? I mean, coming into the season, that was the question that people had, and how they keep the young guys. You've seen them kind of grow each week. Can you talk about the way they're playing?
Very competitive guys. I mean, they're competitive in practice. Everything that they do, they compete at. You know, it's there's a lot of spirit in that group. Every day they go out to practice, they're having fun, they're flying around. You know, they've made a lot of plays for us this year, a lot of takeaways. I think a lot of that has to do with the pass rush, and it's all working together. But I give our secondary a lot of credit. You know, back there, they've got some good veterans, and J-Jo and D-Man and Kareem Jackson's done a nice job this year. And I think the younger guys have good examples right there to you know, as far as work ethic and competitiveness, and just very proud of that secondary.
Bortles was sacked 8 times by the Ravens last week, 9 today. What was the key to keep them off of Case?
Well, our offensive line did a really good job. You know, and I think our offensive line should get a lot of credit today, because I think that they did a very, very good job of pass protection. And even though the running game wasn't always easy, I thought our offensive line really battled hard in the running game. And I thought, you know, include our tight ends in that too. I just think that those guys are one of the most improved units on our team. And then Case did a good job of getting rid of the ball. But for the most part. And so I think you got to give credit to our offensive line, because that's a very, very tough front seven for Baltimore.
Speaking of offensive line, Coach, Brooks goes down. Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, that was a tough deal there. He, you know, I didn't see it. I have to see it on film, but it looks like he got kind of bent back, and we'll see how he's doing. Not sure yet. But, again, it's that next man up philosophy. So Claybo went in there. Give a lot of credit to Derek Newton. He moved into right guard. You know, obviously he looks like he did a nice job in there. The more you can do, the more valuable you are to the team. And Derek's a guy that plays right tackle, left tackle, and today he moved into right guard. So, and I thought Klabes went in there and did a nice job, and Jeff Adams had a couple snaps in there at a heavy tight end position. So, again, give the offensive line a lot of credit.
You've given a lot of credit to everybody. How much credit should the head coach get?
None. This is about a team and a coaching staff that's worked really hard, and I'm very proud of these guys, very, very proud of these guys.
Bill, Andre hit 1,000 catches today. Now that you've been around him for a year, I mean, the season started with the holdout, and you guys got through that. Now that you've been around him for a year, what do you love about Andre Johnson as a receiver and a player?
He's one of the best pros I've ever been around. And you think about the pros that I've been around, that's a hell of a list. This guy is a Hall of Fame wide receiver. He works hard every single day. He works with our coaching staff very well. I can give you numerous examples where I've asked him to do certain things, block, run a certain route, run a slip screen, do this, do that, whatever you need me to do, coach, whatever you need me to do. And I think he's a great example for younger players. You know, at times I look out there and I wish he wasn't in his 12th year, you know, but that's the way it is. You know, I think the guy has done everything we've asked him to do. And I just have a tremendous amount of respect for him. He's one of the best leaders in our locker room, and he does it by example, which I really respect.